It was late one fall in Halloween Land, and the air had quite a chill. Against the moon a skeleton sat, alone upon a hill. He was tall and thin, with a bat bow tie. Jack Skellington was his name. He was tired and bored in Halloween Land. "I'm sick of the scaring, the terror, the fright. I'm tired of being something that goes bump in the night. I'm bored with leering my horrible glances, and my feet hurt from dancing those skeleton dances. I don't like graveyards, and I need something new. There must be more to life than just yelling boo." Then out from a grave with a curl and a twist came a whimpering, waning, spectral mist. It was a little ghost dog with a faint little bark, and a jack-o'-lantern nose that glowed in the dark. It was Jack's dog, Zero, the best friend he had, but Jack hardly noticed, which made Zero sad. All that night and through the next day, Jack wandered and walked. He was filled with dismay. Then deep in the forest, just before night, Jack came upon an amazing sight. Not 20 feet from the spot where he stood were three massive doorways carved in wood. He stood before them, completely in awe, his gaze transfixed by one special door. Entranced and excited, with a slight sense of worry, Jack opened the door to a white, windy flurry. Jack didn't know it, but he'd fallen down in the middle of a place called Christmas Town. Immersed in the light, Jack was no longer haunted. He had finally found the feeling he wanted. And so that his friends wouldn't think him a liar, he took the present-filled stockings that hung by the fire. He took candy and toys that were stacked on the shelves, and a picture of Santa with all of his elves. He took lights and ornaments and the star from the tree, and from the Christmas Town sign he took the big letter C. He picked up everything that sparkled or glowed. He even picked up a handful of snow. He grabbed it all, and without being seen, he took it all back to Halloween. Back in Halloween, a group of Jack's peers stared in amazement at his Christmas souvenirs. For this wondrous vision, none were prepared. Most were excited, though a few were quite scared. For the next few days, while it lightninged and thundered, Jack sat alone and obsessively wondered, "Why is it they get to spread laughter and cheer, while we stalk the graveyard spreading panic and fear? Well, I could be Santa, and I could spread cheer. Why does he get to do it year after year?" Outraged by injustice, Jack thought, and he thought. Then he got an idea. Yes! Yes! Why not? In Christmas Town, Santa was making some toys. When through the din he heard a soft noise, he answered the door, and to his surprise, he saw weird little creatures in strange disguise. They were altogether ugly and rather petite. As they opened their sacks, they yelled, "Trick or treat!" Then a confused Santa was shoved into a sack and taken to Halloween to see Mastermind Jack. In Halloween, everyone gathered once more, for they had never seen a Santa before. And as they cautiously gazed at the strange old man, Jack related to Santa his masterful plan. "My dear Mr. Claus, I think it's a crime that you've got to be Santa all of the time. But now I will give presents and I will spread cheer. We are changing places. I'm Santa this year. It is I who will say Merry Christmas to you, so you may lie in my coffin, creak doors and yell boo. And please, Mr. Claus, don't think ill of my plan, for I'll do the best Santa job that I can." And though Jack and his friends thought they'd do a good job, they